Maybe just to say a few things about meditation, the walking meditation. I just need to make a little bit of space. In the tradition that I belong to, we have, for the walking meditation, we establish a path, but we establish that only for that period of time that we are walking. So what you need for that is a beginning of the path and the ending of a path. And when you are, like when you are walking outside in nature, you can just take the features of the nature, like the like a branch of the tree, or outside in the field, like there's maybe a bush or there's a stone or just something that indicates for you, this is the beginning of your path, this is the ending of your path. And you are walking up and down on that path. The path, like if you are outside, should or is ideal like 15 to 30 steps, and you are walking up and down on it. Very important when we are quite a few people walking in the same area, it's make sure you are not, by doing your walking or establishing your path is not crossing the path of somebody else that might bring problems. So we want to avoid that. So if you're walking quite close to somebody else, make sure your path is rather parallel than crossing the path of the other person. Quite obvious. Also, when, as we have a lot of space here, make sure you're not really walking too close to somebody else. Just allow, we want to allow each other to have the space to experiment and experience. Also, during the walking meditation, the emphasis, especially if you are new to walking meditation, is really focus on the sensation of the soles of your feet. Like in with the sitting meditation, we brought the attention to the breath and to different places of the breath in the body. With the walking meditation, we want to bring attention, the awareness towards the feet touching the ground, the soles of the feet touching the ground, and noticing the experience of that. It will help us, again, to stay in the present moment. And I'm just starting to walk up and down a little bit in front of you here, especially for those of you who don't know walking meditation and haven't yet experienced that before. So when we, like, to begin with, I'm establishing my path, and my path starts here at the edge of the mat and ends over there at the end of the mat over there. So when I'm starting the walking meditation, I'm just taking a few moments to stand, to feel the ground, to establish the body, and maybe just move the body around a little bit so you're really connecting with where you are right now and with the body. And then when you start walking, you notice the sensations on the soles of your feet. And you really just take in the body. Notice the body walking. Come to the end. You turn around. And you start again. The arms or hands can be folded in front or in the back. Palms on top of each other. Or you can, you also can just hang really gently relaxed next to the body. With walking fast or slow, especially in the beginning, if you haven't done a lot of walking meditation, I usually really emphasize to allow the body to walk in its own pace. It's like when we were looking at the breathing, we were allowing the breathing to flow without kind of manipulating it to flow very slowly or breathe faster. It's more like when we walk, we give the body the space to express itself. And you might notice body and mind are connected, and if your mind is very busy at the moment, you might just notice that naturally the body is just walking faster. It's just kind of the connection between body and mind is there, and it will express itself. You might have noticed at other times that when you are very emotive, when you have very emotive thoughts, that the way you are walking is very different than when you are relaxed, when you are easeful, or when you feel you have lots of space. It's just kind of a natural process. And in the walking meditation, we want that natural process to unfold. So it's not about manipulating, it's more about allowing a process to unfold without us directing or interfering. If you are more experienced in your practice, and when you are more experienced in your practice, you might notice that by walking faster or slower, we can actually influence the mind. Through the body, we can influence the mind. But like, if the mind is very restless, by walking very, very slowly, we can actually calm the mind down. So if you are more experienced in your practice, I want to encourage you to explore that. But especially for the people new to the practice, often we are so used to direct and manipulate and change and do that the most difficult thing for us is actually to allow a process to unfold in its natural way. That's why I want to encourage you for today, when you do the walking meditation, those of you who are new to the practice, really allow that unfolding. Allow the body to express itself in a natural way. Yeah? So for the walking meditation, just allow the body to walk in its own pace. For when we are walking up and down, the gaze is slightly in front of us. And now I'm starting to get a little into trouble. I'm thinking metric, and I know most of you don't. I think you're thinking in yards and these strange things. You might have noticed that I'm not born British, I'm German. So, like I would say, just leave it open, just a few yards in front of you. So allow the gaze, I mean like, not kind of gazing down like mad, but kind of allowing the gaze to fall in front of you, so you can actually take in what is in front of you without stumbling over something. Also, like when you come to the end of the path, what I usually do or what I often do is just to close my eyes instead of looking around and seeing what is around my body. Just closing the eyes and noticing what is happening inside right now. Do I really feel the ground? Is the awareness really embodied with the body? Yeah? So, just suggestions and see what works for you. I mean, we all have to, that is very important with the practice. We all have to find our access way into it. I can, what I say here, what I'm, or like the guidances that I'm giving, are suggestions. Take it as that. It might work for you, I hope so, but if it doesn't work for you, try to find your own way into it. I'm not saying I know it all. I'm practicing myself, and I hope like I can support you with what I have learned, what worked for me. But we all have to find our own ways into it. And part of that is that we actually explore, that we investigate, that we find out, okay, she says that, but this doesn't quite work for me. So what would work? Yeah. So that's the next step. If what I say doesn't work for you, see and find what works for you. Yeah? Okay. Also to say we are going to